Talking now about small businesses being impacted by the unrest. That was the looting that happened in July. And the appeal was made to for small businesses to apply for recovery support packages. And that was the big thing. Now, Tumi Sefola was on Clemens Show on the 16th of August to explain how small businesses should go about applying for the business recovery support packages. So asking now, what exactly has happened with this? And Tumi joins us. Hi, Tumi. Good afternoon. Welcome back to 702.
Hi, Ray. Thank you for having me.
So how do these work, first of all? What should people have been doing?
So in terms of the support packages, there are two packages we are implementing. The one is for formal businesses and the other is for informal businesses. The one for formal businesses is focusing on uninsured small businesses. Because we do recognize that the majority of small businesses are actually not insured, and there's a whole host of reasons why they ended up not being insured, including the fact that with COVID and the economy, they've had to really look at cutting their costs to the bone. And when this event happened, they were really caught off guard, and therefore we felt it was important to cater for the uninsured businesses. On the uninsured businesses, we are offering a support package of 2 million rand maximum, which is made up of a combination of a grant and a loan, which is 60% of a grant and 40% a loan. The loan is repaid at a concessionary interest rate just to make sure that it's affordable to the businesses. The informal package is a once-off grant of 3,000 rand. And that we are appealing for those informal traders that were impacted not just by their goods being stolen, but also by not being able to trade. Because if you recall, Ray, for at least a week, and I know in KZN in some areas for 2 weeks, they just were not able to trade. So they must come forward, either approach their municipality, or they can approach their associations, or they can go to their local feeder office to assist with an application for the grant.
Is this a very good or very easy process to do? Or are sort of some people complaining, saying it's very sort of hindrance because or difficult rather, because you're going in there, speaking to your local municipality, it sounds like a difficult process.
It actually isn't. For the informal traders, we've already received approximately 1,500 applications from various municipalities and some informal traders associations. So we've tried to simplify it as much as possible. The reason why we are requesting them to go through those channels is because those channels will have the infrastructure, the capacity to fill out the application form, because they send the application forms in batches to be processed. We are partnering, we've partnered with Nedbank on the informal program to disperse the grants, and they have very efficient systems to do verifications and disperse the funds to the informal traders as quickly as possible.
Right.
We've minimized also, we said you do not need to be registered on CIPC, you do not need to be registered with SARS. All you need to do is be an informal trader, be able to prove that to the municipality and the association and CEDA, and then they will assist with the process. It's a very simplified process on that front.
And of course, there is a central database because you have to look at fraud as well.
Yes, and that is why you would know that the permits for informal traders are actually issued by the municipalities. So the verification of the fact that these individuals are actually informal traders is assisted through the municipality, so that we make sure that the money goes to the intended beneficiaries. So really, it's a very simplified process and quite quick to turn around once we receive the applications on our side.
To me, just a final question. Are there any deadlines involved in this?
Yes. We extended the deadline to the 30th of September, and we're really appealing to those businesses to come forward, because once the 30th of September reaches, then we're going to close the scheme and we would not be able to proceed any further. I must admit, Ray, we've seen a good applications coming through on the recovery package for formal businesses, and those we are continuing to assess on a daily basis. Obviously, the requirements are slightly different in that we want to verify that they were, in fact, affected, and therefore the applications are accompanied with an affidavit or a case number or statement with the SAPS. And our team is on the ground doing those verifications, visiting the businesses. And we have to date already approved approximately 60 businesses, but there is scope for us to approve more. So we really want to appeal to everyone to get into the system before the 30th of September.
Yeah. Is there a central website that people can go to?
There's a few. So the first one would be the CIFA website, which is cifa.org.za. They can also access all the information from CEDA.org.za, and they can also access it from the department's website, which is dsbd.gov.za. If they struggle with any of the information or want to inquire, we have a hotline that is operational, and they can direct those calls to 0860-663-7867.
Right, this certainly will help. Tumi Sefolo, Executive for Direct Lending at the Small Enterprise Finance Agency. Thank you so much for coming on to 702. Help is at hand for small businesses.